Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, everybody. You're in the right place to be. This is Miss LaToya Bird.
Is it all right?
You on the I Love Down South Talk Radio show. Let's get it. Hey guys, let me take this thing to the next level. Again, this is Miss LaToya Bird with the I Love Down South show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm fresh off the Big Easy. Just came back from New Orleans, and I'm really excited. I wasn't going to do the show because things, you know how things get. And I said, nah, I cannot do the show. So I'm coming to you with some amazing energy, some amazing information for you to really hold on to 2018. So again, you're on the right show, on the right dial. Please call in if you're listening in on the internet. Please make sure you call in. I would love to get some interactions going on, but let's start with some good news. So Good News Ghouls, if you haven't checked it out already, we are a grassroots community publication, and we're growing rather fast. We're putting some things in place right now to grow even more. And in this past week, we've had the opportunity to network with so many different other business owners here in the Down South area, based off of the MLK Business Expo that took place last week, and we were able to have some of those business owners on the show last week. So it's been quite a blessing, but we are working on our January issue, and we need some help and some supporters because we're expanding, some more supporters. We're expanding so rapidly. I'm going to be looking for some volunteers and interns to help us take this thing to the next level, but it's just been an amazing week, and we're putting together our first 2018 issue featuring the Save Our Sons Black Boys Day event that I mentioned last week as well. But just looking forward to growing and expanding our community curriculum. What's Bigger Than Beef is actually growing, and we're looking to take that to the next level as well. I mean, right now is a good time, is a great time to have some good news going on about your life, about your business, about your family. So that's what's up. Make sure you check us out. Our website will be updated shortly. You can check out our past issues at goodnewsschools.com and all that there. So on that note, I want to go ahead and transition into what just happened this past weekend. So for those of you that know or don't know, whatever, let me update you. Good News Ghouls has expanded to financial literacy in our community. Like, that's been a part of our community curriculum from the beginning, but 2018 is going to be a special campaign to definitely talk to business owners and families in our community so we can rise to the occasion when it comes to our financial house and estate planning and so on and so forth. So this past weekend, you know, I had the opportunity to be at the PHP agency convention up in New Orleans. It was so amazing. It was actually themed with Nintendo. So, you know, all the 80s babies was, you know, having fun with that. But more importantly, I wanted to share with you that PHP Agency is a financial services firm that is actually changing the dynamics of the financial services industry right now. So it was really mind-blowing. It was elevating. I was enlightened at all the information that was being shared. And I realized one thing, that in our community, we need to just elevate, because it's all information. It's just information that's out there for us to then put to use and change our habits and change, you know, generational curses. So at the event, we had the speakers share with us so many different, you know, nuggets. And we had speakers like Ceci and Rodolfo Vargas. Of course, our CEO was there, Mr. Patrick Bet David. And if you're not sure who he is, make sure you check him out on YouTube. He has Valuetainment on YouTube, one of the top and most successful entrepreneurs out there. But because of his vision, PHP Agency is changing things in our community as it pertains to financial literacy. All right, and then our keynote speaker of the weekend was Tim Grover, and I'm going to talk about him in a little bit. And for those of you that don't know, he's actually the trainer who trained Kobe and the legendary Michael Jordan. One of the other speakers who was very important to me was Mr. Kehinde Thomas. And Mr. Kehinde Thomas is here from the South Florida area. He's actually from Nigeria, but he's here in the South Florida Broward area and doing amazing things at our Hollywood office. And his speech was amazing and about building business in the community. And I think that's one of the things that we forget to connect the dots with when we have a dream or a passion that we want it to do, that we want to do, we forget to connect it back to the community. So there was also another speaker named Miss Patterson, Miss Melissa Patterson. I'm going to see if I can get her on the line this evening and just to share, because she's, like myself, one of the directors in the office, up-and-coming leaders doing the damn thing, okay? And I want to see if I could get her on the call. So with that being said, I need you to get out some notes. Get out some notes. Get out a pen and paper. And we're going to get this thing rolling. All right, so Melissa may be calling in, and that's Melissa Patterson, native to Jamaica, looking to have her chime in with us this evening. But relentless. So Tim Grover, you know, we always see the superstar athletes, or we always see superstars, you know, that person that's on the stage. But we know that there's something behind the scenes taking place to get them to that position. So think about your favorite artist, your favorite athlete, actor, whoever it is, who's your favorite person who you think is just killing it in whatever area they're in. Michael Jackson, yes, he killed it. Beyonce may come up, yes, she's doing it. I don't know who else people like out there. I personally like Nikola Tesla. He did it with all of them damn inventions. You know, I mean, think about those types of icons and figures that you take to in your life. So think about those people. Sometimes we put them in the superhero category or the superhuman category. You know, have you ever done that? And like we just celebrated MLK. And I keep saying MLK, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. on last weekend, and he's somebody who I definitely think was on his ish, if you will, when it came to what he was doing. You know, he was totally in it. And I also think locally, for those of you that know Valencia Gunder, she's definitely out there doing her damn thing. You hear me? With Make the People Smile, feeding the homeless every Sunday, and she does so much more. I love the fact that she's completely consumed in what it is that she does. And so as I'm talking, you got your people in place. Put those top three people on your paper. So, you know, you got your Beyonce or whoever you got. I don't know who you have, but go ahead and put that up there. And now I want you to come up under each person. I want you to think about some things that they had to do or some things that you know that they've done to make them better. What are some things you think they've done to make them better? And especially if it's a sports person, you know, they wasn't with me in the gym. I mean, the sports, you know, they in the gym. They're working out. They're doing all of that. Think about the things that you either think that they're doing or that you know that they're doing. Okay? And then I'm going to give you a second. Because I'm doing it too, kind of. I'm handling some technical difficulties, but it's all good. Now that you have the things that you think that they've done, them who they are, can you agree that discipline is related to all three things that you put down? So for those of you just chiming in on your paper, people are, you know, thinking about people who are on their stuff, on their A game, right? They came up with three people, and then underneath each person, they wrote down at least three other things that they think or know that that person did to get to where they're at. And so let's use Beyonce, for example, in regards to her being a great performer. You know, one of the things that we know she's probably done is practice, of course, hours on end, dance practice, routine, so on and so forth. And also, I think, not just practice when it comes to performing, but building herself up so that she can be in a position to perform. So definitely exercise and lifestyle is probably underneath there. And I think, in general, these are things that we can think of when it comes to different people. I gave you an example of Valencia Gunder, who is a local community activist, actually. So, you know, she's done research. She's done, she's made some collaborations. She's leveraged her time and relationships in the community to get things done, right? And so my statement was, can we agree that whatever we think those persons did to be on their A game, is it a direct correlation with discipline? Yes or yes? All right. So the answer is yes. And I just need you to know that it's yes. And then I'm going to see if I can get our lines open. Like I said, I'm having some technical difficulties. But we move right along. So discipline is a part, is definitely a component when it comes to being on your A game. And in regards to being relentless and you just staying forward no matter what happens, no matter if the wheels fall off, no matter if the engine falls out, you know, it's just something that you've decided that you want to do. And so as we take a look at, you know, at those in the media or, you know, our favorite icons or favorite actors, actresses, and so on and so forth, I want you to consider that. Hold on one second. All right, so we got discipline is a part of the thing, but this is the area where I want us to pause because it's not only, I don't think it's only discipline, to be honest. I think that it's a combination of things that makes somebody on their A game. And this is what 2018 is going to be all about for myself. And so not only is it going to be discipline, but it's also having that coach, that person who's going to hold you accountable and push you and kind of be your cheerleader, your coach, your your alter ego, they're going to be all of that because they're going to push you because they know the desired end result. So that's where we're going to pause at. Who in your life right now is pushing you? Who right now is challenging you? And is your ego too big to let you receive it? You know what I mean? Sometimes things like that happen. And so I want us to think about that because that's what Tim Grover was for Kobe, and that's what he was for Michael Jordan. Now, mind you, I don't know much about sports. I can play kickball, okay, and I'll throw the frisbee. I'm pretty good at that. But I do know having somebody in your ear does change things. Notice I didn't say having somebody in your ear on a positive note because I want to highlight that having anybody who's constantly in your ear, you need to take note if it's having a positive effect on you or if it's having a negative effect on you. So obviously, you definitely want to invest in having that positive component. You want to invest in yourself and having that coach, that trainer. And sometimes it's not always what you need in regards to you working out. You may need that coach or trainer as it relates to therapy, as it relates to you improving your life, an empowerment coach, a transformation coach like I am. But I ain't going to talk about that right now because I'm trying to get my life together. But you know what I'm saying. So sometimes we're investing in things that are not going to get us to the A game. You know, we okay with being at barely passing. So keep that in mind, all right? And then once we have the discipline, once we have somebody to make sure, you know, we are disciplined, that they're providing that support. They're pushing us when we don't. They're pulling us when we don't want to be pushed, which then allows us to push ourselves. When you have somebody pulling you, that's totally different. I remember working out with a trainer one day, and we were jogging on the track. And I'm not a jogger, but we're jogging on the track. He gets in front of me, and he's running backwards, and I'm running towards him. And I'm slowing down. And I'm like, man, I'm about to stop. I'm tired. And he pulls my jacket, and I have to catch up to his speed. And I was like, man, I don't want to do this. But in that synergy of working together, I just started doing it, started running up to his speed, whereas I was slowing down at first. So think about who you need to put in your life to make sure that they're pulling you in the right direction so that you can push yourself. You feel me? So I'm going to pause right there because I do see that I have our special caller on the line. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, she comes to us by way of Jamaica and by way of Canada. And as I mentioned earlier on in the show, she was actually one of the speakers at the big event that I mentioned to you that took place in the Big Easy in New Orleans this weekend. And she was being recognized for all of her hard work and helping families in regards to financial literacy and education. And I'm so happy to have her on the line as we discuss and talk about just being relentless in 2018. So help me welcome Miss Melissa Patterson.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello. How are you?
I am doing,
how are you doing?
Well. I'm doing
awesome.
well. And how are
Absolutely.
You coming off of a great event up in New Orleans? Can you tell us a little
Man,
bit about it?
Sure, most definitely. I am right now. I am so fired up. I can't even sleep. I'm supposed to be tired, but for some reason I'm not because I've only had like at least an hour of sleep per night. But for some reason, I am just so excited and ready. More like relentless. You know, after listening to Mr. Mm-hmm. Tim Grover spoke at the entire conference, I'm like, oh, my God. I am definitely relentless. So, you know, everything that I'm doing right now is intentional. And that's just, I'm just fired up and just ready to go, you know, and make some big things happen for the year 2018. So, yes, that's just my mindset right now.
All right. So I'm fired up as well. I am happy for you. Ladies
yes,
and gentlemen,
so
I mentioned this. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I mentioned this earlier in the show before you called in. I was going over some of the different speakers that spoke and how Patrick Bet-David, the CEO of PHP Agency, is really serious about changing the face of financial services and the face of financial literacy in our communities. And I also mentioned that you were one of the speakers and that you were being recognized as one of the rising stars. Ladies and gentlemen, she received so many different awards. Rising Star.
Rookie of the Year.
What was the second one? Rookie of the Year. Yes. And so,
number 15 recruiter in the entire company. And I was in the top 20 for that and my director promotion as well that I achieved in 30 days. So those were the things that I got recognized for.
Yes,
ma'am.
So those of you that are listening, all that translates to is a pop of the collar. Mm-hmm. That's what that means. That means that I'm out here doing it. But not only doing it, she's doing it for her clients and the families that she's helping.
Of course.
So Miss Melissa Patterson is building a team, and she's helping the community because she's educating families on how to make sure generational wealth is in place and protected. And so all of this relates to Relentless because Tim Grover happened to be our guest speaker at the event, and that's what he talked about. Melissa, as we speak, I am leaving the park because I got a little exercise in, and on my way to pick up the book right now.
I'm actually listening to the book.
So I can read it.
The audio.
And hold on 1 second, I got you on Bluetooth. I'm on my way to the Barnes & Nobles all the way in Kindle just to go get the book because I feel the same way. About 2018, games are over. It's time to win it. And so Relentless in 2018 for you, you gave an amazing speech, ladies and gentlemen. She gave a quote.
Thank you so much.
That was the bomb, and I think she knows exactly what I'm talking about. Can you elaborate a little bit about that portion of your speech?
Of course, most definitely. The quote is pretty much this. It get lonely sometimes, you know, being by yourself. But loneliness is not the absence of people, but loneliness is the absence of purpose. So the very moment that you find your purpose, then the right people will be divinely connected to you. You know what I mean? So what that means to me is at some point in your life, you're going to feel like, oh, my God, there are people leaving me from all different directions. Some are going left, some are going right. And some of these people are people that really mean something to you. But and then you begin to feel lonely. But at the end of the day, like, God is pretty much telling us that, okay, you know what? Let me pull these people away from you. You're going to feel lonely, but guess what? You're going to find your purpose in the process. And the very moment you find your process, like me, for me, it's financial services. Like for me, it's faith. Like my program, I'll be doing faith session on finance. That is my purpose. The very moment you find your purpose, then the right people will be drawn to you to help you to, you know, bring that purpose to pass, if you know exactly what I'm trying to say. So that right now for me is a big deal. So people are leaving you. You're going to feel lonely, but guess what? When you find your purpose, even if you don't have one person to you, be best believe that you're going to be fine. Mm. So to find your purpose, everything else around will just come, will fall in place, will be divinely connected to you. So most definitely that is what the quote means to me. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And we'll be expecting some shirts that say that.
Yes.
You know, I'm an XL now, but by the time we get the shirts, I might be, you know, a large. Because I'm being
relentless. Of course, you most definitely. Yes, ma'am.
So your quote was so awesome to me, and I wanted to share with our listeners that when we talk about when you find your purpose, you know, loneliness is the absence of your purpose. by Melissa Patterson.
Yes.
And the reason why I feel that that is 1,000% true is because when you find your purpose, it's literally when you find yourself. It's when you find the infinitive, you know, that infinity sign. It's when you find the infinitive relationship between you and the creator, between you and God. And you realize that you were scared, upset, and mad for no reason. And everything you needed was literally within you. And there's so many people that are lonely. And they got a gang of homegirls. They have a gang of business partners, but they're not divinely connected with themselves, which is where God is, I feel.
Exactly.
And there's so many different professionals in our everywhere, in every different kind of profession. There's professionals that are completely lonely, upset, disconnected, depressed. You name it. That could be making six figures and still be lonely. You know, people, there's a quote that says, you know, it's lonely at the top. No, it ain't.
Yeah.
It's
not lonely at the top.
It's not lonely at the top because God was with you from step one all the way to, you know, the destination of where you desire to go. So, to me, I think there's power in solitude, but in communion with yourself, you yourself and your creator. And I think that's what a lot of people need to hold on to in 2018 so they can be relentless.
Yep.
And then so they can take the BS to the cleaners. Now, the BS stands for whatever you want it to stand for, but we know what we're talking about. So, Tim Grover, he has this different classifications, and because I'm driving, I don't have my notes in front of me, but I know there's three types of people, and Melissa, you may need to help me out. I know the first one is the coolers, right?
Yes, yeah, the coolers, cleaners,
and the second,
and closers.
Cleaners and the closers, or no, wait.
Yes, ma'am.
No,
cleaner,
it's cooler. Yeah. No, the cleaner is the last one, right? Because they're going to take it. No, the closer, the third one.
Yes, the closer.
My bad. So you have the cooler,
it's
the cleaner, and the closer.
Cooler, closer, or cleaner. Which one are you? The
closer
is the last one. So closer, cleaner, and cooler. Cooler, cleaner, and closer.
Yes. And Tim Grover, sorry if you're listening, but I have it written down in my notes, but all I wanted to chime in on that is though there's different types, we need to identify what type of person we are, where we're at in our personal, purpose, if you will. You know how we have a speedometer to figure out what speed we are? There's a purposeometer, and we have to figure out where we are as it relates to our purpose or as it relates to, you know, our divine creativity and connecting with God. So, like, he was sharing that in regards to the three types of people, you know, you're going to have that one that's nonchalant, so to speak. That's the first type. You're going to have that second type that may be able to get the job done, right? But then you're going to have the third type that is going to come through no matter what.
What? Never said it.
No matter what. And so who in your life right now, earlier when I started the show, I said, come up with three people who you admire, who you know they're on their A game. And I we said, you know, I came up with Beyonce, Michael Jackson, whoever, and I came up even with a local community person. And then I asked them to give – you know, the traits or what they know that person has done to get to that spot, to get to that A game. And discipline was a part of that, right? And then I also mentioned that if a person is disciplined but they have actual coach, somebody coaching them and training them, it just goes to the next level. So our closers, that third person who's going to get it done no matter what, they actually have something in the mix. Not only do they have the discipline, not only do they have the coach involved, but they have a certain sense of determination and confidence that it doesn't matter, it's getting designed. And they're going to try their best tooth and nail to make it happen. So this is why we can take the BS to the cleaners, because we about to close it down.
Yes. Of course, most definitely.
We about to close it down.
Yes, ma'am.
And this is exactly why I invited we call it our sideline, because Melissa and I are also in business together. We both are with PHP Agency. And we are not taking 2018 lightly, because we're at war with a poverty stricken, you know, curse that's trying to come over our communities, and we're at war with that. That won't be happening on our watch. Families will be protected. Our kids will be elevated. We're producing a different breed of humans to enjoy real life on this planet. And you may be listening like, what? Yes, honey, we're not doing listen, relentless. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So, Ms. Melissa, as we get ready to close out,
yes, ma'am.
Anything that you want to say about organizing our 2018 so that we can be relentless? Is there anything any tips or any comments that you wanted to make to our listeners out there as it pertains to moving forward?
Of course, most definitely. You know, first and foremost, you know, you got to declare certain things that you want. Know what you need in life first before anything else. You know, start making declarations over your life every day. Believe that this is, if you set a goal, believe that this goal is going to get done no matter what. And you got to be relentless about that goal. You know, don't become satisfied or don't become average. You know, you work until it's not exceed your own expectation. And also don't forget to pray and don't forget to work, because at the end of the day, we need these goals, but if we don't put in the work and have great work ethics, then whatever we're trying to accomplish, it would not make any sense. So first and foremost, I would say declarations every day over your life. You got to speak it, write it down, write the vision, make it plain, and also just put it into practice. And, I, you know, as long as you do your part, like what my senior vice president would say, work like it's up to you and pray like it's up to God. Do your part, and then everything else will fall in place. So that is pretty much what I have to say in regards to putting your plans in place. Relentless, relentless. Be relentless about every area in your life. Be intentional about every word that you say, because death and life is in the forefront of the tongue. So whatever you say, and also negative people, get rid of them out of your life. If they're not bringing you up, trust me, you do not want them around for 2018, because the heavens are open in 2018 for some great things to happen. And you got to be mindful of who is around you, making sure that, okay, they are there for the right reason. So, yeah, that's pretty much
that's
what
right.
I have to say.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I appreciate you coming through for me. One of the people that we had lined up for the show weren't able to come on. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to do a show. And then I was like, nah, forget that. I'm doing a show.
Of course.
and then as I'm putting the show together, I'm like, oh, shoot, let me reach out to Melissa. She was definitely, you know, an intricate part of the events that took place at the PHP Agency convention this weekend. Let me see if I can get her on the line. I know you're crazy busy, and thank you for allowing us to highlight you and to hear from you, and we're expecting great things from you in 2018.
Course,
so, how can our listeners get in contact with you?
They can reach me. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram, Melissa_Patterson. That's 2 L's, 1 S. Also, my Facebook page, Melissa Patterson. Or they can reach me via email, melissaphp@gmail.com, or they can reach me on my cell phone anytime, 786-657-0678. 786-657-0678. So, you know, reach me at any platform that they want to reach me at.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Now, we do know that you are from Jamaica, and I
yes,
like
ma'am.
Some idol stew and all of that kind of stuff. So we have to go for some Jamaican food when we get
most
time outside
true.
Of.
Yes, we have to.
Right? Outside of us helping the community, we have to get to some idol food. I know you you may not want no idol food, but, you know, I need some Aki patties and all that good stuff.
You know, I need some idol food, too, so, you know, we're going to make it happen.
Okay. So, peace to you. Thank you so much for being on the show. I had to
yes,
highlight
ma'am,
this
you.
Past weekend because
yes,
the
ma'am,
down south area will be having an impact. We will be changing our communities through financial empowerment and education. So down south,
yes,
get ready. Like, we ain't playing
course.
The broke card anymore. It's time
know.
To rise up to the occasion because our youth and our future needs us. So thank you again. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And you're
thank
welcome
you for
back
having
anytime.
Me. Of course, my pleasure. Thank you very much, Ms. Floyd. I'll see you.
All right.
Have a great one. Wonderful evening.
Okay, you too.
Okay,
bye-bye. Peace.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. You know how we close out the show.
That's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Who's still up?